Today we talked about the best, worst movies of all time. And Roadhouse was right up there at the top.
The newest one, by the way, is very cringy if you plan to watch it. We also talked about The Hangover.
Yes.
And the weird places people were passing out in the 20s or wherever
it was. It's a 50-50%. I had all my facts straight.
Facebook really never lets you down.
There's only a 10% chance of that, though. You'll hear it all right now on the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
This morning we're talking about the best, worst movies. But this started because we were talking about Roadhouse.
Ugh.
And you and I both agree that's one of the worst movies ever made. But
yeah.
If it's on, I'm going to watch the whole thing from beginning to end.
The new one, if you watch it, I'm just going to give you the fair warning. The action scenes, like, I was talking with Chris via text. He's texting in saying that the action scenes are good. Yeah, the action scenes are good, but it almost is worse graphics than video games. Like,
really?
Legitimately, I remember watching the first action scene going, that looks off. And then it continues on throughout the movie.
Rich texted in that one of the best, worst movies of all time, Spaceballs.
See,
but
yes!
Spaceballs was supposed to be satirical, right?
It is very. I like this one. Somebody texted in, Con Air.
Oh, okay.
Con Air, one of my all-time favorite movies.
I think I've only seen it once, and I don't really remember it.
It is
that
the
well.
Most wild thing of just a bunch of prisoners taking over an airplane. Cyrus the Virus. I mean, come on. It's great.
I like Brittany's text. Grease. The story sucks, but great movie. She says 40-year-olds in high school. You know what the other funny thing about Grease is? And I was telling my daughter this. Back in those days, to make someone tough, you just gave them a New York accent.
Yeah.
Because, like, why are these kids all going to school in California, but they all have New York accents?
They sound like they came from Brooklyn.
Because they're tough. Yeah.
Some other text rolling in. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Why that's even a movie, I don't know, but I'm stuck watching it anytime it's on TV.
The best, worst movies. The first Tremors, Dawn texted in, with Kevin Bacon and Reba McEntire. Tremors is a bad one. But that's almost like one of those cult movies now that has a big following.
Man on Fire was another one that was texted in. I've never seen that one. Man on Fire. What was another one that I just saw? That another Napoleon Dynamite, Mars Attacks, the first Charlie's Angels film coming in.
I saw that that Netflix was having the hardest time with their algorithm with Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah,
like they couldn't figure out who to suggest it to because it was such a polarizing movie that they were like, we don't know who's actually going to like this.
I also was a big, big fan of what movie was it? Of The Hangover 3. Finally got it out. The third Hangover movie. It is so bad.
I didn't see 2 or 3.
Okay.
The first one was great.
The third one is so bad. Like, there's no point to the movie. But it's so bad, it's hilarious.
It's a cash grab.
The one-liners in that movie might be some of the best I've ever heard.
320-656-9453. We're asking you, what are the best, worst movies? Hello?
So, for me, the Twilight movies and the books, both of them are an absolute train wreck. Worst vampire series ever on this planet, but I just cannot cannot turn away from the carnage of either of those. They're horribly good.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Did
you cry at all in any of those movies?
No. I was just like, I just stared at the screen like, oh my God, there's no possible way any of these people could act this bad.
I got another one for you.
Win awards.
Did you guys ever see Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger when you were younger?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, my
God. I said years ago. Oh, my God. No.
Awesome. I love the passion of how much you hate Twilight. It's awesome.
Yet if it's on, you're going to sit and watch it.
Oh, absolutely. Every time. I cannot turn away from that carnage. It is just so mesmerizing.
What are the best, worst movies? 320-656-9453. What's up?
You know, it has to be Bad Santa. It just gets me every time.
Bad Santa? Now, I've never seen it.
I don't know why.
I've never seen Bad Santa. Let's see what its ratings are on Rotten Tomatoes.
You've never seen Bad Santa?
No, I haven't. And it seems like, okay, it's got a 78 on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty good.
Oh, my God. There's nothing better than seeing Lorelai from Gilmore Girls act the way she does in that movie. It just changes your perspective of that show entirely.
Right. It's a good movie.
Yeah, you got to check it out, Kelly.
It does seem like it'd be right up my alley. So that's like your favorite bad movie.
It is. You might not want to watch around your kids, though, but it's pretty great.
Thank you so much for the call. Monica texted in, best worst movie, Crybaby with Johnny Depp. Do you even know that one?
Oh, no, I've never even heard of it.
That's Monica, that is a deep cut, but you are 100% right. Another one that I will watch if it's on.
I got one. Batman Forever, the one with Val Kilmer as Batman.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's so bad, but so good.
Now, what makes that
time.
Any worse than any of the other Batman movies?
Have you seen it? I mean,
yeah, I loved it. Dude, I still remember Burger King or McDonald's. One of the two was doing collector cups for Batman Forever.
Yeah.
I have every single one of them. I loved that movie. I liked it better than the Michael Keaton one.
What about the Christian Bale one?
That one was pretty cool. But I thought Val Kilmer made a great Batman.
Did you see the one with George Clooney as Batman with Arnold Schwarzenegger as Iceman? That one might be worse than the other ones. Another one that I'm okay watching.
Someone texted in, this is no name on this one. Any Hallmark movie. Now see, I feel like Hallmark has steered in to making those movies really bad.
You like them all.
I do like them.
You like all of them too.
I will sit and watch every single one of them.
Hank texted in, Conan the Barbarian, the worst best movie of all time.
What about The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger? That was a bad movie.
Can we just agree Arnold Schwarzenegger is in a lot of really bad movies now that we're listening it?
But they're dated, you know? I mean, no movies were really great back then.
I haven't seen the movie Twins with Danny DeVito and him. Is that any good?
I saw that in the theater. That's how old I am. And I think I laughed. I don't remember. I think some of the jokes were a bit over my head.
It's anytime Arnold Schwarzenegger's in a movie, you should just know it's going to be trash is what it seems like.
Someone texted in, Waterworld with Kevin Costner is one of the best worst movies of all time.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that, and I really like that movie.
Did you know he turned down a role? I think he turned down Forrest Gump to do Waterworld.
Seriously?
I'm going to look that up because he turned down a role for Waterworld, and he thought it was going to be the greatest role of his career or whatever it was, and it turned out to just be an absolute dumpster fire.
Joe texted in, Tropic Thunder is horrible and amazing.
Oh, that movie is good.
Man, that movie would not get made today.
No.
Holy cow, no. That movie would not get made today.
Robert Downey Jr. said he's like, that was the whole point of making that movie, right. So it could never be made again.
Right.
Somebody else texted in, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
I've never seen any of those movies.
You've never seen any of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
No, not a single one.
I think you would like it.
And I got kids, too.
I think you would like it.
Which is weird. 320-656-9453. What's up?
Blades of Glory with the guy who played Napoleon Dynamite and Will Ferrell.
Oh, John Hader. What is his name?
Yeah, John Hader.
Yeah. Now, but see.
And Will Ferrell.
Was that one that was.
Male figure skaters who end up being partners because they get kicked out of the male figure skating league by themselves.
Can I be honest, though? I actually did like that movie. I actually thought that movie was hilarious.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's funny, but it's so bad it's funny.
Yeah.
The idea that they just was like, hey, what about two male figure skaters teaming up together? Let's make a movie about it.
Has John Hader been in any movie that hasn't been like ridiculous? Like has he ever had like a serious, does he even act anymore?
Oh, I've only seen him in like that.
I haven't seen him in anything since Blades of Glory. But yeah. The worst part is like teenagers now don't even know what Blades of Glory is. It's so funny they don't even know what it is.
You got to know your history.
Yes.
You can't just know the glory. You got to know the story.
Oh, here we go.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Drunk Dial is where I was out and about and asked some intoxicated people some basic trivia questions. Now, all you have to do is guess if they'll get... No, Brian Riley, you can either answer them yourself. I'll figure out the game.
Okay, good.
You can either answer them yourself or you can drunk dial and guess if the drunk person got it right or wrong, okay?
Okay.
First question that was up in Drunk Dial... was this one right here.
How many weeks does it take for the Earth to orbit the moon? I'm sorry. Damn.
What? Hold on.
I hope I do. I'm sweating.
How many weeks does it take for the Earth to orbit the sun?
Okay, I screwed up the question there, but the question is, how many weeks does it take for the Earth to orbit the sun?
You asked these at a music festival, didn't you?
I did.
I couldn't tell. Okay, if I were to get... Well, I mean...
Do you want to answer it or do you want to drunk dial?
No, I want to answer it. I want to prove how smart I am.
Okay. Well, what's the answer? Here.
50. Oh, how many weeks are in a year? 50.
Oh, come on, dude.
2 weeks. 52 weeks.
That is 100% correct.
I knew that. It's still early. I knew that.
Let's see if the drunk person would have gotten it right had you drunk dialed.
Okay.
How many weeks does it take for the Earth to orbit the sun?
Think out loud.
I really hope that this is correct because my palms are sweating, but I think it's 52. Is it right? 52.
Is that your ultimate response?
Yes. Yes.
The correct answer is 52, Mary.
Both of you got your basic knowledge on this morning.
That, hey, somebody's got to be smart around here.
Are you ready for the next question?
Yep.
What do you call an animal without a backbone?
What do you call an animal without a backbone?
I know the correct answer to this. I want to see if they get it, though. I know the answer. I don't want to ruin it.
Well, then what is it?
It's an invertebrate.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
See, I look. I'm smarter than I look.
Let's see. Had you drunk dialed, would they have gotten it right or wrong? Whoops.
Well,
that's not how this works.
You probably would have asked the question wrong.
No, I asked it because this is the audio of me asking the question.
What do you call an animal without a backbone?
All right.
Okay, you got that one right.
What do you call an animal without a backbone?
Oh, I know this.
What do I call an animal without a backbone?
I know it.
I don't even have any thoughts.
Sounds like the lead up to a joke.
Can somebody help me? Can you give me a hint?
I love I don't have any thoughts.
Wait a second. Are you trying to drunk dial on drunk dial?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go to
one
your friend.
Yes, okay.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with the syllable in. It starts with the syllable in.
In?
In.
Invertebrae.
Yes! Invertebrae!
Holy smokes.
I love the excitement.
Needed a lot of clues to get there.
I don't even think I'd really give that to her. All right, Brian Riley, let's see if you can get this one.
How many miles is the sun from the earth?
Jesus, would you go to NASA.com to get all these questions?
These are all just questions that I was thinking of off the top of my head because I had misplaced my trivia sheet somewhere.
So you're just thinking about space the whole
I was.
Time. Oh, how many miles? I have no idea, and I don't think they're going to have any idea.
So you want to drunk dial and guess that they're not going to get it right?
Yeah, there's no chance they get this one right.
If you get this, dude, you went 3 for 3 on drunk dial.
And then what do I get?
Nothing.
Okay.
I don't have anything to give away.
Well, figure it out.
That's why it's just me and you playing, because I have nothing to give away for this segment. We're trying to get something to give away for. All right, here we go.
How many miles is the sun from the earth?
Oh, you got this one.
Think
out loud.
I feel like it's about... this is really stupid. I was going to say like 2,000. That's definitely not right.
2,000 miles?
That's legitimate.
Is it? No. From the earth to the...
To the sun.
To the sun. That's got to be like millions, right?
Well, I don't know. You think it's 2,000.
Oh, God. Okay, I think I'm going to go with 50,000 miles.
50,000 miles? The earth is 93 million miles. We'd be burnt
off.
I'm a big fan of the fan that's like, that's legit. 2000, like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you got it, girl.
Oh,
girl,
that's
power.
That's the person that gives bad advice when they're at the bar.
That's why I love drunk dial, man. It encapsulates that moment so well. Hopefully we get a prize for this to give away soon so I can start playing with listeners. But
well, hey, I'm out here just winning big things. Big dog on top.
But I appreciate it, man. You went 3 for 3 today on drunk dial. Nicely done, Brian.
I feel good about myself.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
Want to say good morning to everybody listening in Hagg, North Dakota, population 68. If you're planning a little road trip to Hagg this summer, make sure you check out the post office or St. Mary's Catholic Church. At that point, you'll pretty much be done touring the town. That's about all you can fit in a town that only covers 0.26 square miles, but that's why Hagg, North Dakota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on the Kelly Jordan Show. It's time to focus on the good news with Happy Hour.
It makes me happy.
I didn't really know how to tease what was going on here, so I'm going to tell you about Grandma's Place.
Okay.
Watch yourself now. This is Happy Hour. This is about a woman named Dawn Harris who was a teacher for 35 years. When she retired, she decided, I still want to work with children. What could I possibly do? And she thought about her own childhood and realized that when she grew up, she never had any toys.
Okay.
Now, her mom did her best and provided her with food and clothing and shelter, but toys, those were just off the table. So when she retired, she had the opportunity to buy what used to be a laundromat next to her house in Harlem. She said, I'm going to buy that place, and I'm going to do for other kids what was never done for me when I was a child, and I'm going to provide affordable toys and affordable books. So she did exactly that. She opened it up and calls it Grandma's Place. Now, she lives right next door, so if it's even like a Sunday evening and you need an emergency book,
she's there.
She'll open it up for you.
That's cool.
She's going to get it open for you. Now, she relies on donations. Now, stuff in her store is not free because she can't make it free because it's in Harlem, which I'm guessing is probably being gentrified and it's getting super expensive to own a store there, I would imagine.
Sure.
So she does rely on donations from the neighborhood and from people who have more money. Pay more money for things because they're like, all right, this book that, you know, is $8, I'll give you 20, keep the change.
Yeah.
And that's how she stays afloat. So when kids come in, if they have $5, they can get something here at Grandma's Place. If they have a dollar, they can get themselves at least a book to bring home.
That's cool.
Because she said as a teacher, and I've had many teachers tell me this, the kids whose parents read to them as children do so much better in life.
Sure.
Like, just they get better grades. They're just, they obviously, they have the power of literacy behind them. So she says she never wants to see a child go without a book. So if someone came in with a nickel, she would sell them a book.
That's so cool.
And she calls it Grandma's Place. She says that she wishes she would have started doing this earlier in her life because she sees the impact that it even has in her community.
I wonder how many people try to scam her, though. Like, you go in, you find a very rare book. Say you found, like, the original Harry Potter, for example. Well, go in there, throw a $20 bill, and then you sell it for $500 or whatever.
I don't think anyone's going to do that to Grandma.
I hope not.
I bet if they did that to Grandma, they'd come back and give her $500. I bet you.
I would hope. Because but that's such a cool idea.
When you put that much good out there in the universe, you're going to get good back.
Yeah.
It just has to work. I have to believe it works that way.
That's so cool, though, being able to do that and just trying to help the community out anyway. As little, like, it seems like such a small thing.
Right.
But how big of an impact that actually makes, it's so awesome.
And the timing of it, that she just happens to retire. The laundromat goes up for sale. She lives right next door.
Yeah.
She says this is her absolute passion. She's there 7 days a week. You can stop in and see Grandma. Sometimes she even has some homemade snacks in there for you.
It's not work if you love what you're doing.
I'm telling you that, brother. One day I hope to experience that. But Grandma's Place, if you're ever in Harlem, check it out. Stop in, get a toy, get a book, overpay for it so she can keep it going.
That's right.
If you have the means to do so. I love this story, and this is what Happy Hour is all about. And we do it every single day thanks to Audio Video Extreme. So have you heard of iPhone Finger?
Nope, that's made up.
No, it's not made up. They call it iPhone Finger or iPhone Pinky. They're saying that they're seeing an increasing amount of people who have a permanent indentation in their pinky because of constantly scrolling with their pinky on their iPhone. Or your smartphone. But
like on the tip of your pinky?
No, like kind of on the side. Because like, a lot of
like
people...
Down on the...
Yeah, a lot of people will scroll on with the side of their pinky, right? And so they're noticing people coming in with like a permanent indentation in the side of their pinky because of their smartphone.
Do you scroll with your pinky? Point or thumb?
I'm a thumb guy. And look at my thumb. Look at how swollen my knuckle is. I guarantee you that's from scrolling.
Are you sure it's not from shoveling yesterday?
It very well could be. But like that thumb will hurt sometimes just like out of the blue. And I think it's from scrolling. Now, I try and limit my smartphone usage. I really do. Like,
yeah.
If I notice I'm on it too much, I'll put it in a different room and do something else. But
I have learned that you can tell the age of somebody by the way they scroll through their phone.
Yep.
And it's, if you're young, it's one-handed with your thumb. I've never seen the pinky thing, but the other
it must be if you're super young, because my daughter does pinky and she's 14.
The other one is if you're holding the phone in one hand and you're scrolling with the other hand.
You're over 50.
You're over 50 years
old. Yep, you need to call AARP.
Or you're taking a picture and you have to move the glasses, then hold it up high, and you get, and you take the picture with your opposite hand as well.
Well, if you're holding it up high, you're also trying to make yourself look thin.
That's what I do on all my pictures.
Me too. That's the other trick.
The downside is I'm already short, so when you do the high angle and low, I don't have a double chin, but I look 4'3". Right. And so there's really no win-win for me when it comes to pictures.
Now, they're saying that there is no like medical proof that iPhone finger is a real thing.
No.
But they are seeing it a lot. They're saying it may like coincide. There may be like a, it may coincide with something else, like another condition these people have, and then scrolling on the phone gives them a permanent indentation in the side of their finger.
So what is the remedy? Go outside? Is that what they're...
Stop scrolling.
So stop using your phone.
Use your thumb. Then you end up with a swollen knuckle like I got.
Or use your pointer finger like all the other adults do. That's two-handed. How they're scrolling through.
No, get yourself a tripod, put your phone in the tripod, then scroll.
You know how to get they've got to come out with something where you could just scroll with your eyes, right? Where you're just kind of lifting up and just...
Can't you do that with that new Apple
smart face thing. What is it called?
Yeah, the smart. No, it's called Apple Smart Face.
What is it called?
The Apple goggles or whatever.
That thing.
I have seen. Now this is peak laziness. A remote control for scrolling.
Oh,
it
Lord
goes in your hand,
mercy.
And it's literally just a click to go left, a click to go right, and a joystick to go up and down. It is the peak. So you could put it on a stand and just be peak lazy,
dude. We are headed to WALL-E, the movie WALL-E. If you've never seen the movie WALL-E before, it's an animated movie, but man, we are headed there at alarming speeds.
Yeah, I'm in. Sign me up.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
The only reason I say this is because everyone's saying, now these things existed, okay? There's no disputing that. But is it where we got the term hangover from? That's where there's some dispute, okay?
Okay.
So in New York, back right after Prohibition, people were getting blasted. When Prohibition was lifted, right?
Yeah.
Like I think the day after Prohibition was lifted, like 30 people died of alcohol poisoning or something like that.
So very similar to when like all the bars opened up after COVID.
Just went bonkers.
Yeah, going hog wild.
So next to a lot of bars back in the day, or in a room in a bar,
yeah.
If you had too much to drink back in the day, you could pay 2 pennies. And what they had in these rooms was ropes stretched from side to side in the room. There was no chairs. There was nothing else. It was just ropes. And when you paid 2 pennies, you could go in there and hang on a rope until you sobered up.
Ugh.
Which I don't understand why they would do this on ropes.
Because that way you didn't have to hold them up. And they could just hold themselves up. And
right.
When you're passed out, you're passed. It doesn't matter where you are.
And you can't. And like you could fall out of a chair. Of bed you could vomit on, you know. So this way, all it was a rope that if you put your arms on it, it has some give and it would hold you. Now, here's where I'm not 100% sure on this, but I'm prefacing it by saying that they used to call these hangover rooms because you were hanging over until the next day.
Time out. So you are saying the whole maybe it's just me. Is this is where we got the hangover from, but you're not actually sure got it from.
The rooms are interesting regardless.
Right.
The fact that you could pay 2 pennies and then go hang on a rope.
Right.
But they're saying that's where we get the term hangover from because you would go hang on a rope when you were super drunk.
I can remember.
And I'm guessing you would wake up feeling like a complete loser.
I had a buddy in college that would always be notorious for passing out in some of the weirdest places of all time. Like, for example, I remember we partied in college. He stayed at my place. I had to go to school the next day, went to take a shower. He was in my bathtub sleeping. That one was weird.
Another time, hangover.
Another time we were partying in the cities. And he passed out on the couch with his legs completely crossed and his knees to his chest, basically in a cannonball fetal position.
Oh, my gosh.
He was so dehydrated the next morning, we couldn't pull him out of that position. So we had to lead him back and pour water in his mouth so he could slowly gain the power to loosen himself up.
He was like
the
Tin Man with the oil can.
Oh, my God. It was the funniest. I wish I had my old phone because I had the video of it. I honestly think I laughed in his face for 20 straight minutes.
Oh man, that dude had early onset rigor mortis.
Oh, one of the funny, and he's like 6'4", 120 pounds soaking wet. So it's just bone bent every which way. Oh God, those are good
that's
old days.
Good. Now, I don't know if this is where we got the term hangover from or not.
You know what, Kelly? I'm going to believe it.
I am. It makes total sense.
You did all the deep diving research for it, so obviously it's true.
I did as much as I possibly could with the time that I was allotted.
Yeah, you went to Facebook and found the first thing you saw.
Yep. And if you didn't like it, that's cool. Don't bother me at all. It totally makes sense in my world, so I'm going to believe it is a 100% fact. And if you don't think it is, okay, fine. I'll have another one for you tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. I can't stop, won't stop. Because sometimes I'm the only one that finds these interesting, and maybe it's just me. Welcome to the first break of the day. We tack it on the end of the podcast as a bonus track, and we're talking this morning about me getting scammed on Facebook Marketplace.
And the fact that you didn't realize you were getting scammed worries me a lot.
You'll hear why. you'll hear why. Now, there's a reason why we tacked this on the end of the podcast. It's the first break of the day.
Doesn't have the best of luck driving into work, so I was like, I just want to give you the fair warning now.
No, weather-wise, I've never had an issue. Knock on wood, driving into work. Deer-wise, that's a different story.
Well, I was assuming that deer and this weather combined together makes for one nasty drive-in.
Three years, three deers. That's my that was my saying for a long time. But this last year, I actually did not hit a deer. That's what I'm saying, knock on wood, because we're getting into that season now.
Still not knocking
where
wood.
Where they get horny or whatever it is, and they head out onto the rut. I forget what it is. What do they call it? Mulling or what?
Rut?
Rut, that's what it is.
Mulling.
I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
Didn't you hunt as a kid, too?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, I thought you were a part of the, like, you hunted with your dad.
I would go to a cabin with my dad where we would shoot guns, but we were just...
You were just shooting guns.
There was no hunting going on.
You were doing the hillbilly thing.
My dad would go hunting by himself, but I don't blame. He didn't want to drag his knucklehead kids along in his little peaceful hunt.
I mean, he can't have as many beers then.
Right. And his hunting was like... I always laugh at the deer stand that he created, because... It looked like a stage for a rock band to perform on. Like it was like 12 feet long, 5 feet wide. You know,
it's like a tree fort without the roof.
Yeah, it had a wood burning stove on it so he could stay warm.
I'm not gonna lie, I would go hunting there.
But that dude was not interested in getting a deer. He didn't. He just wanted to go sit in the woods and drink. Which I'm not passing judgment on that at all.
I went hunting one time in my entire life. I've probably told you this story, but I went hunting one time in my life with my girlfriend, and it was in central Wisconsin.
Okay,
deer opener. Technically starts, from what I was told, in Wisconsin as soon as the sun rises. Like, as soon as you see the sun, you can hunt.
Right.
She smoked a deer probably a minute before the sun literally rose. And I'm ecstatic because we're sitting in basically a roller coaster chair in the middle of the woods. It's me, her, roller coaster chair in a tree.
Right.
I don't have the patience for that. I don't have the attention span for that. So she smokes a deer at sunrise.
Yeah.
I'm ecstatic because A, I don't like waking up in the morning. B, I don't want to be sitting in a tree all day. And C, I don't hunt. I'm not supposed to be out there.
Sounds like it was a real joy to bring you along on this hunt.
Oh, it was fantastic. The best part was I had donuts. Okay, that was the good. Smokes the deer. And I'm like, yes, let's get out of here. She's like, what do you mean? We're staying all day. I go, why?
All
we
day.
Have our deer. Yeah. We have one. We don't need more.
Let's go make sausage.
And she's like, I want you to shoot one. I was like, I'll shoot. We'll go to the bar and play Big Buck Hunter. I'll go shoot 10 of them. I don't need one here.
I honestly, and I know we have a lot of hunters, men and women in the audience.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think I could shoot a deer. I honestly don't. Like, I'm not even like some crazy animal lover, but there's something about a deer I would feel guilty shooting it.
If you did shoot a deer, would you cry?
No, I wouldn't cry. I would feel bad, though. I honestly would feel bad. And like I said, I'm not even like some big animal lover, but...
I have this fear of, I know me, and that I would shoot a deer, I'd knock it down, but I wouldn't kill it. So then I'd have to go up to it, and then I've got this,
right,
like, panting deer on the ground. I'd be like, I don't know what to do.
Execution style.
No chance I could do that.
Point blank.
I don't have the soul for that.
Yeah.
No chance.
Hey, speaking of outdoors, I think I might have found my boat for this summer. Now,
really?
Let me just quickly recap. Okay. My boat died last year. It was a 1975 Starcraft, 16-foot, that I got from my dad when he passed away.
Yep.
The motor blew up last year. I'm not going to sink any more money into this old boat.
Smart.
So I found one yesterday online, and I think that I might... Now, the thing is, I should have bought during the winter, because the boats are just disappearing now, and I cannot, will not, spend more than $3,000 on a boat.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to go into debt over a boat. I can't do it. So I found the guy yesterday who's a motivated seller to get rid of it. It's a 1980... I forget what the brand name is.
Where did you find it?
On Facebook Marketplace.
Okay, so you're just scouring, looking for deals. And
I'm trying, man. Trying my hardest. It is so hard to find a boat for $3,000 right now.
So what's your game plan? You're just going to go over there and drop the $3,000 and take the boat?
Well, he said it's in indoor storage right now. He said if I give him $300, he'll hold it till May when I can like come get it out of storage.
You're going to give him $300 to hold on to a boat he's already holding on to?
Well,
I can't sell.
Otherwise, here's the problem, dude. Boats are selling fast right now. Like, if you don't jump on them, they're gone.
Kelly, it's March 26th. You're going to let this guy, you're going to pay a random guy off Facebook, $300 to hold on to a boat he's already holding on to.
Well, I mean, yes, but it's just to say, like, hey, can you hold that thing for me until I get the other $2,700?
No, I get it. He's not Walmart. I don't know what layaway is on Facebook Marketplace. I don't know. Do me a favor. Go to his Facebook page, because...
All right, hold on. I got him in Messenger right now.
Okay, I buy a lot of things on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
I can tell you if it's a scam or not.
Okay.
Because I've gotten scammed once, and I don't want you to get scammed.
Listen to this baby. Look, he's got a video of it running.
Okay, so he's got audio of it.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the guy's name?
His name is Tim Magoo.
You're getting scammed by Mr. Magoo? Kingdom's Camp by a Mr. Magoo?
I didn't even look at his name yesterday.
Tim Magoo.
Okay, that's a little shady. I'll give you that.
Does he have a lot of pictures and things outside of the boat, like in his own profile?
How do I get to his profile? Oh, here we go. Tim Magoo.
You're getting scammed.
He has one seller review. Says, yeah. I tried to meet up with this guy one time. He never showed up. He's been...
Damn it! Hey, look, man. I remember you were telling me how excited you are for a boat. I don't want you to get...
Well,
I've gone down this rabbit hole once or twice before.
With Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Dude, every picture he has is just a picture of like an eagle and American flag.
That's fantastic.
He's, you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to make it look like I'm Mr. Patriotic, and then he's going to... I don't see one single picture of actually him.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's crazy? Because a lot of these guys, what they'll do is they'll go to other pages, they'll steal the images or the videos, and they'll post it for their own, and then they do things like, hey, a $300 holding fee.
Sure.
And you're over here like, psh, $300. I got,
right. And then I never see him again.
And then you'll never hear from him again. So you're out $300 and you're out a boat.
I was so excited, too. I was like, all right, it's a 1980 boat and it looks 80s as hell, but I'm cool with that.
And I bet you it was almost in mint condition.
Yes.
Yeah, Burt Neer. Yeah. Look, Mr. Magoo was the dead giveaway for it.
I should have known.
That is the thought.
Always stored inside. I'm the original owner, which that's a bit shady for a 1980 boat.
Yeah.
So you've had it for 40 years?
Yeah, he's 27 years old. And only, since it came
used
out.
Used only a few times a year. Engine carbs clean, tuned up, new water pump, spark plugs, and prop. That sounds too good to be true, doesn't it?
Look, hey, you could go. You could give him $300 and you could tell me how that payout works. If
no.
You want, look, it's up to you, man.
No, you're right. I should have looked at his name. I never even once, like we're messaging back and forth. I'm like, hell yeah, dude, 300. I'll drive the cash over to you.
You just got he's that like tunnel vision.
He's like 20 minutes from my house. I was like, dude, cash in hand. Coming in hot.
Here, I'll give you 400 if you wax that bad boy up so I can pick it up nice and pristine. Come
he's
May.
Just got an empty tarp sitting in his garage. There's no boat underneath it, probably.
He gives you just like a model boat for $2,000 afterwards. Here you go. This is a 1980.
How do you trust people on these things?
Dude, you have to like, you actually have to be a Facebook sleuth in order to...
I'm not.
Yeah, well, obviously.
My wife is. I should have my wife look at it, but I'm trying to kind of do this behind her back a little bit.
Like, I like to, if I'm ever buying stuff on Facebook Marketplace, I'll go through their profile picture. I'll see how long they've had their account. I'll look at every little detail on it.
Well, this guy has had his account since 2011, but it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of activity on there.
Yeah.
Look, hey,
like I said.
Nah, you're probably right, dude. I would have gotten scammed.
You know what's going to be funny, though? And I'm going to feel really bad, is you're going to go to a boat launch and you're going to see that exact boat.
Like, oh,
where'd you
man.
Get that? This dude named Tim Magoo hooked me up fat.
Mr. Magoo, I got. well, hey, you know what? I'm going to probably pass on that one then. Golly, I'm not, dude, I'm going to be boatless this summer.
I've already said 1,000 times, get yourself a kayak.
I don't want, dude, I would hate every second of that.
But I want a
motor or and a loud stereo, a ridiculous stereo and tons of LED lights.
Here's another thought. You could go floating rubber boat, the one you fill up with air. You could put a motor on the back and you could just buy yourself a Bluetooth speaker and rip around that way.
Just an idea. That's what I say to that.
that's a hard boat.
Yeah, that sounds miserable. Oh, well, Mr. Magoo, I'm going to pass on that one. Should we do some history, Brian Riley?
Let's go. Hey, Laura texted in saying it seems legit to me. Why not just go check it out? Pay somebody locally $300 to store it.
Yeah, I might. Or I might just be like, dude, I'll just, oh, gosh, what if I say I'll pay you cash for the whole thing, and then I get it home and it's just a hunk of crap.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa texting in the same thing. Maybe. Are they willing to meet? If they're not willing, did you even ask that question?
Yeah, because he wants cash only, so he said we need to meet face-to-face.
At the place where the boat is, or like at like a TGI Fridays?
I didn't say.
Little details, Kelly, little details.
I'm learning. I've never bought anything on Facebook Marketplace.
We'll get there.
It was on this day. Boy, can we give a shout-out to the longevity of these television shows. It was on this day back in 1973... You know what that is?
No, I have no idea.
Your mom never watched The Young and the Restless when you were homesick from school?
My mom wasn't home with me when I was sick. I was staying with Grandma, and we watched The Price is Right like most normal people.
Well, this was after The Price is Right would come on. The Young and the Restless, that show hit CBS back in 1973. It's still on.
That's what it, what kind of storyline could be running for 40 years?
It's the same thing over and over again. And it's crazy because some of the people that I remember on that show for when, you know, I was a kid and my mom would watch it,
yeah,
are still on that show.
Look talk identical.
About a cake, talk about a cake gig, though. You go bang out a soap opera, you know?
You just have to fake being surprised.
Yeah.
God, I'm surprised most of those characters just don't have heart attacks for how often they're surprised.
What a gig. And then they're always coming back from the dead, and there's always a surprise twin. And hey, hats off to them. 50 years on television. That's fantastic.
They're doing something right.
It was on this day in 1999. This is kind of a dark one.
Why would I have regrets? That's my duty. I'm pretty pleased to have done my duty. Not like other doctors who cowardly turn away.
Dr. Jack Kevorkian was found guilty of second-degree murder for administering a lethal injection to a terminally ill man.
Didn't he do some other stuff, or was that the only thing he did?
I don't know. Like, that's what a weird thing to be known for, right?
Because I thought Kevorkian was like a monster. That's what everyone was saying.
No, he was like the first guy to do assisted suicides, though. Oh, God, this is too dark of a topic.
Yeah, we're going to switch that.
I watched a show called Dying in Portland one time because I guess it's legal in Portland.
Riveting.
That was a heavy watch, dude. I felt icky when it was done.
Well, yeah. Did you not hear the title of the... Kelly, you're really oblivious to things.
No, I wanted to know, like, what is someone thinking at that moment where they're like, all right, am I going to be here tomorrow or am I going to take this potion?
I'm over here watching, like, Toy Story 3 again, just to make myself feel good. You're over here watching.
There was one woman who had, I forget what it was. It was maybe a terminal form of cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
And she had like the potion to do it in her nightstand. And she was like, if the pain gets too great, I'm just going to drink it and go.
That, yeah.
Dude, that gave me goosebumps. Oh, man, that's too dark.
And at 6:13 in the morning.
Hey, this is real. I'm keeping it real.
You are real dark.
It was on this day in 2018. Speaking of more darkness, a toxicology report obtained by the Associated Press revealed that Prince had high levels, quote, exceedingly high levels of fentanyl in his system when he passed away.
That's, I can't believe it's 8 years already.
I know.
That's so, I can remember.
That'd be 6 years.
It's 6 years, my bad. I can remember it so vividly still. Like, I can remember it was middle of the day.
Yep.
And somebody, when I was working down in Winona, the person I was working with was like, oh my God, Prince died. I have to go.
I thought it was a lie.
And they hung up and they had to do a whole bunch of stuff for the station at the time.
It's funny. I was living in Texas at the time and I was like, I need to get to Minnesota. Like I really, because I saw the video of people gathering outside of First Avenue, the nightclub.
Yeah.
And I spent so much time in that club when I was younger.
Yeah.
DJing, trying to DJ, going to dances there, all that stuff. And I was like, I need to get to Minnesota.
Give me a nonstop to Minneapolis stat.
Why?
Prince died.
And you're going to do what now? Let's do some birthdays real quick, my friend. All celebrating right. A birthday today.
Get along down the road.
Leader of, what does he call it, the Barefoot Mafia, or what does he call his fans?
Isn't it No Shoes Nation?
No Shoes Nation.
Barefoot Mafia. That's way better. Can we start our own? All the festivals will be the Barefoot Mafia.
No Shoes Nation, that's what I meant. Do you know how old he is today, though?
If I were a betting man, I would bet he's like, I don't know, 55?
Oh, you're close, like man. That. He's the ripe old age of 56 today.
Yeah, there we go. See, he could still be 55 right now.
Also celebrating a birthday today. Dude, I'm instantly back in the ninth grade.
Slow dancing?
Dancing with Katie Browning.
Ooh.
God, I had such a crush on her.
And now she's regretting not marrying you.
To be honest, I dodged a bullet, dude. I saw her on social media the other day, and I was like, whoa.
Anyway, you're doing okay for yourself.
Yeah. How old is Steven Tyler, though, do you know?
Oh, that one's tough because of all the plastic surgery. I would say it's probably going to be shocking, like 68.
Oh. Would 68 have been shocking? Seriously. Because his real age is going to actually shock you then.
I don't know. Like, I was just trying to be nice, 68.
He's 76 today.
Holy jeez.
Can you believe
he's
it?
He's what?
76, man.
Get out of town.
That dude's been doing it for a long time.
I guess. Holy smoke. Yeah, I'm shocked.